you talk about the tolerability toxicity issues with these agents, and at least in terms of these three, how you see them being different?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually, because if in terms of efficacy, we do not have the impression that there is a real difference between the three drugs. Actually, the hazard ratios in terms of reducing the risk of progression is in the range of 0.50 for the three agents. But in terms of safety, there are some differences. The main big difference is that ribociclib and palbociclib are targeting CDK4 and CDK6 exactly with the same potency. Conversely, abemaciclib is 14 times more potent on CDK4 than on CDK6. This explains also why the safety profile of abemaciclib is different from the safety profile of palbo and ribociclib. With abemaciclib, as expected, you do not see the same degree of myelotoxicity of neutropenia that you see with ribociclib and palbociclib, mainly because it's less potent on CDK6 inhibition, but you see a side effect that you do not see with the two other agents, that is diarrhea. So patients and physicians, of course, must be aware that when abemaciclib is the selected agent, you are going to have less neutropenia. Grade 3 neutropenia is in the range of 30% versus 70% with palbo and ribociclib, but you are going to have more diarrhea. You have approximately 30% of patients with grade 2 diarrhea and 10% of patients with grade 3 diarrhea. This does not happen with palbo and with ribociclib.
Can you talk a little bit about the issue of cytopenias, neutropenia that's seen with these agents? This lady you mentioned, you're going to be getting counts on her. What's been seen? How do you manage this? And have you seen any febrile neutropenia, or has that been reported?
Yeah, actually, you know, despite a quite high frequency of neutropenia, the frequency of febrile neutropenia is very low. Below 1%, actually. It's quite uncommon that you see febrile neutropenia. Of course, this does not mean that you do not have to follow the blood counts. You need to check the blood counts once every 2 weeks, because if you see a grade 3 neutropenia, it is highly recommended that you stop the treatment for a few days until you do not have a recovery of the white blood cells count. But febrile neutropenia is uncommon. It's quite uncommon. For instance, with abemaciclib in the context of the MONARCH-3 trial, despite a 30% rate of grade 3 neutropenia, febrile neutropenia was observed in only one patient out of more than 300 patients treated with the combination. Same findings with palbociclib and ribociclib. Let me say just one quick word about a side effect that seems to be specifically related to ribociclib, and this is actually the prolongation of the QT interval. This is something that doesn't happen apparently with palbociclib or abemaciclib. This is a typical side effect of ribociclib. Actually, it's not frequent. We are talking about 3% of the population participating in the Mona Lisa 2 trial who actually reported the QT prolongation. By the way, this means that patients on ribo need to have some regular monitoring of the electrocardiogram. Usually, the recommendation is to have the electrocardiogram done at baseline before starting, after 2 weeks of therapy during cycle 1 and before starting the cycle 2. But in my opinion, as a clinician, I will tell you that I feel more comfortable when the electrocardiogram monitoring is done regularly for the first 3 or 4 months of therapy.
Can you talk a little bit about how you would see through the choice between palbo and ribo and abema?
Well, you know, in my opinion, the experience that we have with palbociclib in terms of clinical trials and also in terms of clinical experience is probably the largest experience that we have. In addition, if you take into account that with palbociclib, it doesn't seem that you have diarrhea, for instance, you do not have a prolongation of QT. It doesn't seem that you have a transaminases rise that you can observe with ribociclib and abemaciclib. So all in all, my impression is that because of more experience with this drug, because of perhaps a better safety profile with palbociclib, my tendency in my practice is basically to go more frequently with palbo than with the two others.